This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to call in and talk about what you want. 800-259-5790. Ooh, wait a minute, Saturday night. Different number tonight. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. See, we do a six-day-a-week show, but the number changes on Saturday nights.
That's right. We're on 6 days a week, yeah. Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then Saturday, also 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And we're live, of course, tonight, which is, you know, something that most talk shows don't give you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you, you know, if you're one of these Saturday-only affiliates and you don't get the show during the week and you want to hear what you missed, well, go to our website at freetalklive.com. We don't charge you for our archives at freetalklive.com like those other shows do. We give you 7 months of archives for free.
Good deal.
Right there on the front page of the website. You don't even have to dig around for it. You don't have to look at a bunch of pop-up ads. It's on the house, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So last night, I promised some corrupt cop stories, and we really didn't get to it. We got to maybe one of them, but there were a few others. I am going to get to those coming up. Also, we got an email here from Brad in Tampa. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Brad's responding to an email we got earlier this week, which was from a police officer. Actually, somebody who's, I guess, training to become a law enforcement officer. And this particular officer claimed that he was a pretty liberty-minded individual, that he believed in freedom and liberty, and he wanted to be one of the good guys on the police force. In fact, he actually said that he believed that most cops were not necessarily good, in that you know, some of them are corrupted, some of them are just bad guys, and he didn't really. Being a cop, he didn't really get the feeling that most cops were good. He thought most cops were bad. I found that interesting. But Brad found the entire email almost unbelievable, and here's what he has to say. He says, I am so pleased to hear the shroud of ultra-American heroism being stripped away from below-average Americans. Lights and sirens went off when you all seemed so impressed by a caller the other day. Soon-to-be Officer Ryan, our third-generation liberty-minded police hero, seems impressive, but this undermines a critical point. Because we did applaud him for, you know, being a pro-liberty guy and trying to be a cop. When he becomes an officer of the law, his function, or his heroic duty, will be to hide his car behind a tree line and pick 3 or 4 people an hour to pounce on and then ticket them for the sting. Unless they happen to be a tearful, attractive female or directly related to another cop. He'll be patting down perps in and out, in an all-out effort to find anything he can pin them with to justify the personal intrusion, to make a collar and fine them for the state. If he finds nothing, those people will have to sit on a curb or lean on a car for a half an hour of their life while Officer Ryan calls in IDs and digs around in his laptop. When it's all said and done, he'll lecture them on how he could ticket them for this or that so they can be grateful that he only invaded their privacy. Ryan will have to protect his fellow officers while he's filling out reports and paperwork, that is, and he'll cover infractions for the bad ones, too. He will protect his other officers, the bad guys. Because he faces them every day in the locker room. Ryan will personally know many of their families, and he won't compromise their well-being to do what's right. He'll be incarcerating harmless women for selling their bodies, which belong to them, to grown men who want to spend their money, which belongs to them. Fines will be handed out later, and the state will be paid well. He'll arrest hundreds of people, stain their permanent records, stifle their career prospects, and mark them for life. Even when they haven't harmed anyone or anything. Because he chose to honorably carry out hundreds of retarded laws and regulations that have nothing to do with protecting liberty. When he retires, Ryan will be honored as a hero for a life of duty and public service. And his children will use his name to get out of traffic tickets until they grow up to be the fourth generation of peace officers. It's easy to pay lip service to libertarian principles, but cops cannot carry them out. It virtually contradicts half of their daily functions. Now, on Free Talk Live, we wish that it didn't, you know? We wish there wasn't a war on drugs and a war on prostitution, a war on gambling, although there's probably not that big of a war on prostitution and gambling, but nonetheless, they are illegal and they are enforced. Because it seems like a lot of police departments a good chunk of their budgets are spent on those areas, those vice crimes. I've heard, this is just what I've heard, that it's about 50% on average of a police budget, 50% of it's going to the vice unit.
Well, it makes sense. There's money to be made in the war on drugs. You know, when you find somebody with marijuana, I suppose it's probably an exaggeration to say that if they find a joint in your car, they'll confiscate your car. But they can.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like you. And they do confiscate cars, hundreds of them a year. They confiscate property where people deal drugs. And in some cases, we've read stories right here on the air, some cases where the property isn't even owned by the person dealing the drugs
right.
on the premises.
They take it from the landlord.
From the landlord. Like a renter is dealing drugs.
As though he's
now
supposed to know.
Now imagine, I have a property where I have a renter. Imagine if my renter sells a bag of marijuana to a friend of his. Mm-hmm. And then they take my house away from me?
Not cool.
Man, it's not cool at all. Now, there's a lot of property and money to be had in the war on drugs. There's not so much chasing around armed robbers and murderers and rapists.
Sure, you might get a medal.
The kind of things that we want police departments doing.
Right.
Yeah, there's not so much there. There's money to be had handing out speeding tickets. There's money mm-hmm. to be had, you know, in the war on drugs. There's probably some money somewhere in the prostitution and gambling end, although I couldn't tell you what it was.
So it's an interesting email from Brad here because he's pointing out some legitimate things, and that is that if Ryan is a liberty-minded individual and he's going into the policing profession, there's no way he could stick to his principles. I mean, unless he refused to enforce certain laws, unless he refused to follow certain orders. I mean, when the chief of police orders you on to the vice squad, and you're a principled libertarian, you'd have to say, no, I can't work on that in that department. You know, would he do that? I don't know. He says, further, Ryan can only assume that he'll wield the power humbly. And I'm sure they all did. Harry Brown said it best. It's the power itself that corrupts. One day soon, some guy wearing a tie is going to pin a shiny badge on his chest. Ryan will slide his loaded Glock into his Batman utility belt next to his ninja stick, and he'll drive out of the... And he'll drive out of the garage in a very powerful supercharged cruiser with a trunk full of gadgets and goodies. He'll go forth to serve people with a 12-gauge locked to the center console next to him. When that day comes, we'll see how carefully he contains his new authority. Between liberty and coercion, there can be no genuine compromise. Ryan is becoming a part of the system that creates most of the crime he wants to fight. If he's such a fan of libertarian ideals, then he should be very troubled by this contradiction. And don't tell me he's going to affect change from the inside. He'd have to stomp on liberty for years to become captain, and then he'd still be tied by the law. Perhaps someday, all this hero praise will find its rightful place with the freethinkers who deserve it, for they were the brave ones who dared to unlearn most of the crap they were fed earlier in life and move ahead to truly useful accomplishments. Thinkers in a free market solve problems, resolve conflicts, and protect people, not the cops. So that's from Brad in Tampa. Email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. I got to say, that's pretty powerful. And I got to say, I agree with it. I mean, at the same time, though, I do like the idea. I mean, if we're going to have a coercive police agency, and that's what we have today in your city, that's what you've got. They're funded. They're not funded voluntarily. They're funded through coercion and violence. If you're going to have that kind of agency, I'd still rather it be staffed by people that understand liberty, or at least have some of those people in there, rather than an entire staff of total idiots, people who are totally clueless about why this country was founded, which is the way a lot of those cops are. So, given the choice between having Ryan the Liberty Cop and the bad guys, I'll take Ryan, even though he will, yes, be enforcing bad laws. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, coming back, corrupt cop stories, and your thoughts, if you have them, on how we could change the system, the police department, to make it a little more, I don't know, user-friendly. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, so take control.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show. Anything goes as always. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we really appreciate our lady listeners, especially the ones that will go through the process of what it takes to become a Shriner, and that is you have to send us a validated photo, not just any old photo. You have to have a photo taken of yourself holding some sort of evidence, for instance, or in the photo. There must be some evidence that you listen to the show. Usually that manifests itself as one of the ladies holding up a handmade sign that says Free Talk Live on it. Simple. And that way we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you are who you say you are. And we put you up on our website. Shrine of Female Listeners is there at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the police. And what sparked all this was Brad's email just kind of chastising us for, I guess, semi-worshipping this libertarian-minded cop that emailed us the other night. And he's pointing out, Brad is pointing out, that even if you're a liberty-minded person, if you want to be a cop, you're going to have to do things that are, well, anti-liberty. And he's right about that. But I'll still take liberty-minded cops over bad, corrupt cops any old day. Because what we have today is a system, and as you pointed out, man, which there are certain crimes that, well, they generate some income for the police. The drug crimes, prostitution, well, not so much prostitution, I guess, but drug crimes, also the speeding tickets, traffic infractions, all that stuff generates money, whereas catching a bank robber or catching a murderer or a rapist doesn't really bring any more extra cash into the coffers for the police.
And we know they try to catch those people, but there's plenty of them that get away. Mm-hmm. Plenty. I've heard numbers like half of the murders are completely unsolved.
I've heard higher numbers, but okay.
Yeah, I've heard numbers like that. And
all the while, they're arresting 775,000 marijuana smokers in one year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more than the population of some of our states.
Yeah.
That's just incredible stuff. So it seems clear to me that there's some real, there's some major changes that need to be made. And you know what? The cops feel like they're disrespected. I've got my fiance, she has a sister who's training to be a law enforcement officer as we speak, actually. And she feels like there are a lot of people out there, and I would agree with her on this, that hate the police. There are a lot of people out there that have some real objections to the cops. And she feels like that they just hate them, that these people just hate them for no reason, and she feels terrible about it. Well, the way we could get people to have respect for the police again, I think there's one major thing that we could do, and that would be to end the war on drugs.
I would have to agree.
I have to say that's where most of the disrespect to cops comes from.
It's the war on drugs that's responsible for, largely, our civil rights being eroded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the illegal search and seizures, they don't come in murder cases. They don't come in rape cases. They all come in drug cases. All of them. You know, they want to stop you on the side of the road. They think you have drugs in your car, and they'll do what it takes to get in that car and look.
Yeah, you're gonna sit on the road for 2 hours as the cops search through your vehicle and turn up nothing. You're gonna be feeling good about the cops then? Are you gonna be feeling like they're protecting you from something? Absolutely not. And how about all of the people that have family members? Because we read the statistics. I mean, we just mentioned 770 plus thousand people arrested for just marijuana possession last year alone. That's in 1 year's time. Now, what about the ones before that? I'm sure it's not the same 700,000 people getting arrested over and over again. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are some of them that are the same, but I'm sure there's some fresh people coming in there. So all of these individuals who have been harassed by the cops over such a simple thing as marijuana possession, they all have friends and they all have family members who are aware of the fact that their buddy or their family member just got arrested for pot. And that's going to make them angry at the cops for it. So you don't even have to have had a real bad experience personally with the cops to distrust and to dislike them. And I think that if we just got rid of the war on drugs, all of those issues that people have with the cops would disappear. I mean, within a matter of weeks, they'd feel safer around cops.
I don't know what they're protecting me from when it comes to marijuana, quite honestly. I mean, I can see harder drugs, people imagining that we're being protected there. But marijuana? I mean, to me, alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana is.
Well, actually, you've got some news about Michigan, I believe. A couple towns in the state of Michigan have passed some medical marijuana ordinances.
Initiatives to allow medical marijuana use in two Michigan towns passed by comfortable margins in elections held on November the 8th. Michigan cities of Ann Arbor and Detroit approved similar measures last year.
Mm.
In the northern Michigan town of Traverse City, voters approved Proposal 3, an ordinance declaring medical marijuana use or delivery the lowest law enforcement priority of the city by a margin of 63-37%. In suburban Ferndale, just north of Detroit city limits, Proposal D, which would have removed the threat of arrest under city law for medical marijuana patients, passed with 61% of the vote.
Wow.
Those are pretty good margins.
Yeah, that's significant.
Both ordinances differ from state law, which prohibits possession and use of marijuana with no medical exemption. Law enforcement...
Wait a minute, that's a little strange, isn't it? The state law, there is no medical exemption, but the local city passed an exemption for medical marijuana users?
Well, I feel like a city ought to have control of its
Oh, no, members. I agree with you, but it just seems it's unusual.
Yeah,
but that would happen that way.
But that's how it happened in Colorado with the Denver passing legalizing marijuana.
Wasn't for medicinal purposes.
No,
that was just straight-up legalization.
Straight-up legalization.
Right.
Well, similar things are happening in these Michigan towns with the law enforcement there. Both ordinances differ from state law, which prohibits possession and use of marijuana with no medical exemption. Law enforcement elected officials have vowed to continue to enforce state law. We would charge under the state law rather than under city ordinances in cases where this where there is medical marijuana defense, Ferndale Police Captain Timothy Collins told the Royal Oak Daily News.
They don't want to give it up.
No.
This is the problem. I mean, we can
who's,
sit here.
Who's he serving and protecting?
Himself.
Not the people of Ferndale.
He's serving and protecting himself and the people that put him, helped get him into office, basically. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And all the his buddies in the narcotics squad. Because here's the problem, man, which you and I can sit here and rattle off all of the different reasons as to why we should end the war on drugs. It makes your family safer at night because people won't be robbing you to get money for their crack habit.
Absolutely. That's got to be the biggest reason for me.
Right.
I mean, it's huge. Because just think about it. There's people out there right now that are so fiending for whatever drug it is that they want, whether it's crank or crack or heroin or whatever horrible thing that they're addicted to, that they would slit my throat for the few bucks that I've got in my wallet.
They'd slit their grandmother's throat.
They'd kill my wife and skin my big fat cat. All for this. Just so they could go through my drawers and see if I got a quarter in there.
Sure.
And, you know, the fact is, if we legalize this stuff, the price would come down dramatically because it's inflated by the war on drugs as it is.
And that would prevent almost all of the violent crime related to drug use. Drug users don't go out and commit violent crimes, maybe with the exception of PCP.
Perhaps.
Maybe. But for the most part, they just want to sit around and get high. The problem comes when they run out, and they've also run out of money. That's where the problem with drugs is. Mm. It's not in the usage of it.
PCP users usually just make a big stink in a McDonald's parking lot. I mean, every few years you'll read a story about some PCP user somewhere in some town, you know,
trying to crash through the wall of the building.
Just, you know, seeing all kinds of phantasms in the middle of a
I really though I can't remember the last time I heard of anything about a PCP user.
It's probably been 10 years.
I'm sure it still goes on.
I'm sure somebody somewhere is getting angel dust.
But we can sit here and rattle off all the different reasons why prohibition doesn't work. I mean, anybody who's ever investigated prohibition for more than 10 minutes knows that it doesn't work. And some of the cops even know it doesn't work. There's law enforcement against prohibition. It's a group, a national group of police officers who've come to their senses and realized that they've been wasting their time and have been ruining people's lives by enforcing the war on drugs. But, however, even when the people of an area speak and they pass a law, they pass a referendum, the cops ignore it. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition of the show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have a bulletin board system there with over 68,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,000 people interacting. All of it is free. The way a good talk show website should be. Freetalklive.com. So hop on there and take a look-see. Hey, we're talking about the cops. We're talking about how we can help make the cops better. How we can help them gain the respect back that they all would like to have. The cops would really like to feel respected by people.
Absolutely.
But they're not. And there's good reasons why they're not. Because the cops enforce bad laws. Now, if we could get rid of the laws, the bad laws, which, of course, primarily is the war on drugs, but there are some others, then the cops would have a whole lot of respect coming back to them. In fact, Diane emails us, or Dion, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, she emails in her suggestions as to how to make cops more user-friendly. She says, number one, repeal the asinine laws. Obviously, we agree with that. And she asks, how many cops know and understand all of the laws they're supposed to enforce?
None. How could anybody possibly know all the laws they're supposed to enforce?
How could you and I possibly understand all of the laws that we are supposed to be subject to? It's impossible. Number two, quit paying the bastards, she says. How much more interesting would police be if they were volunteer like some firefighting service?
Most firefighting services.
Like, that's a good point. Interesting question. I've never considered that before, but I'd like to think about how that might work.
Well, my dad was a member of the sheriff's posse, which was, you know, volunteers.
I see. That's cool.
I think I'd like to have professionals looking for murderers and rapists, personally.
Yeah. I think it could be done differently, though, maybe with more of an insurance company approach or dispute resolution organization, something that we're not going to get into tonight. But I actually do want to touch on dispute resolution organizations in depth later on this week. So we'll do that coming up this week at Free Talk Live on our weekday show. Finally, she says, number three, strip searches. If they get to pull you over, they have to do it naked.
Well, it's funny.
It's certainly original. So we're talking about the situation from Michigan, where a couple of Michigan towns have actually passed resolutions. One of them, if I recall correctly, was to make it so marijuana enforcement was the lowest police priority, which means lower than directing traffic. I mean, lower than cleaning up after an accident, marijuana enforcement was to be the lowest priority. The other one was to make it, what, legal for medicinal purposes?
Yes.
So two different towns, two different ordinances, but both pro marijuana and wanting to end a portion, at least, of the drug war. Well, what are the responses from the police in this case? What's the response from the chief of police in one of these towns that he has to say about this new law?
Former police chief and current city commissioner Ralph poo-pooed the impact of the vote. I don't think it means anything, he told the traders.
You mean nothing, voters!
Yep.
Why did you even show up at the polls? You're worthless, in his eyes.
He points out the state law supersedes the local ordinance, and he says, we'll take it to court.
Jeez. They don't want to give it up.
No.
I mean, some of these cops, they know exactly where their bread is buttered. This guy knows it. He knows that the enforcing the war on drugs is how his department gets a huge chunk of their money. And he knows that it probably benefits him personally. He remembers the days when he was out on the street, setting up drug dealers, taking their cash from them, taking their drugs from them, and selling them to his approved dealers in town and just raking in the dough. He remembers those good old days, and he certainly doesn't want those days to end for his employees.
Well, the Ferndale and Traverse City voters who are going to have their wishes stomped upon should, in the next election, put another referendum in that says that no police officer will be compensated for his work after he enforces one of these state laws.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, absolutely. There's no the city should have. I mean, the city shouldn't have to pay cops for a vote that that they made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. Now, if the state cops come right. in and catch, I can see it. I get it, but not the Traverse City and the Ferndale police.
Right.
Not when the voters said so.
Yeah, you want to enforce the state law? You don't get paid. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So it's just a perfect example of the fact that these cops, some of them know what they're. Some of them would love to end the war on drugs. You could go and talk to a random cop, and there's a good chance that he's going to, if he's honest with you, because sometimes if you're in public and you ask cops questions about politics, they'll just run away from you because they're told that they're not supposed to talk about these things while
right.
they're on duty. But if you can manage to get one of them to answer your questions, a lot of them will say, you know, I wish I didn't have to enforce those laws.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, you and I were in studio one time doing a commercial with a former vice cop.
Former DEA agent.
Yeah, former DEA agent who said he felt terrible about enforcing marijuana laws when he'd done it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hypocritical to ask somebody to enforce a law that they have themselves violated.
No doubt.
And how many Americans have smoked marijuana? Or
millions?
Know somebody who has?
Millions. I mean, what was it, over 50% of parents have smoked marijuana at one time in their life? So these cops, though, the ones that are real bad, the ones that are real corrupt, they're not going to get rid of their power. They're not going to just, oh, the citizens wanted to vote to legalize drugs? Well, we'll fight that in court. We'll just keep arresting you. It doesn't matter if it's legal here. We'll keep arresting you, which is what the cops tell, which is what these guys do. That's what they did over in California. I mean, the entire state of California back in 1996 passed Proposition 2, I think it was 216, that created medical marijuana, and the cops continued, in some areas of the state, continued to enforce laws they couldn't really enforce just because they wanted to just keep getting away with it.
It brings like lots and lots of dollars to the police department.
It's like taking toys away from a baby. They'll fight and kick and scream as you're pulling that toy, that favorite toy, away from them. Well, the war on drugs is their favorite little toy to abuse us with.
Even if the toy is something dangerous for everyone. If the baby's playing with a handgun. And that's really what it does to our society.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition has been terrible for us.
So, if you want to keep drugs illegal, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Hopefully we are on tonight. In Yakima, Washington. It was supposed to be our first night last week. There were some severe technical errors that happened on our end, and so we weren't on. So if we're on KUSA there in Yakima, give us a call and say hello, 800-259-9231. Now, this is a show about anything, man, which, I mean, we're serious when we say that.
Absolutely.
If you want to talk about politics, talk about politics. But if you don't, we're cool with that, too. In fact, Zoe emails from Australia. And she has a personal issue.
Hmm.
Subject line, you say you'll talk about anything. Well, I have a question for you. Men and toilet games.
What?
Do most men have a game that they play in the toilet?
What?
I don't think she means in the toilet. You know, she means while you're in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Mine insists on flushing the toilet and then trying to race to the finish, hoping to beat the toilet flush.
Oh, my.
I have to admit, I just don't understand this fascination with toilet games. I look forward to your thoughts on this matter. Zoe from Australia. I got to admit, I played the flush game.
This is really a funny email. I can't believe it.
This is a great question.
I've played the flush game myself.
You have?
But, yeah.
Okay, it wasn't just me, then.
Yeah, sure. You flush ahead of time. But I don't think I do it as a game, though.
It is a game. You're not necessarily giving yourself points or anything like that. You're not keeping track or keeping score, but you want to beat it before you want to finish your deal before the flushing goes down.
It's a dangerous game, though, fellas, because you have to push, and pushing not good for you.
You don't want to rush that process. I'm trying to think if there are any other games that I
don't want to talk about it.
Wait a minute. If you have any toilet games, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We want to know what games you play while you're in the bathroom.
You've got to be kidding me.
Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
It's time to wake up and reverse fatigue. Modern-day fatigue has gotten so bad that numerous cups of coffee, napping, and a good night's sleep aren't doing the trick. Well, now there's a homeopathic remedy for fatigue called Torox, and it's brought to you by your trusted nutritional provider, the Allergy Research Group. In small clinical studies, over 90% of patients with moderate to severe fatigue experienced a reduction in fatigue. From our observations, Torox appears to be effective for fatigue associated with a variety of causes. Because Torox is homeopathic, it contains no pesticides or toxic metals. Torox's active ingredient is carbobenzoxybeta-alanyltaurine, or COBAT, which is an amino acid derivative. Torox has undergone considerable basic chemical testing and has been found to be an extremely useful homeopathic product. Backed by GCN's own Dr. Deagle, Torox can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRImedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate that, and you want to show your appreciation, all you have to do is vote for us. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you straight to where you need to be at Podcast Alley, because we're a radio show first and foremost, but then once the show's over, we chop up the show and put it online as a podcast. And as a result of your votes, we're the number three podcast in the world. That's out of about 10,000 different podcasts.
And admittedly, we're a relatively new show, and this is a great way for us to get listeners. We have thousands of listeners from podcast,
mm-hmm.
in the podcast arena.
But
and
you don't have to be a podcast listener to go vote for the show.
No.
Voting for the show brings us more listeners, because us being number three or possibly two or number one is going to draw new listeners to Free Talk Live, which means new people are going to be coming across the message of liberty and freedom and toilet games. Because we'll talk about anything on Free Talk Live. It doesn't have to be politics. And in fact, Zoe just emailed from Australia in regards to, well, toilet games. What games do you play while you're at the toilet? One of the games that us guys play while we're standing is typically to, I don't know how often this happens, but you flush the toilet and you try to finish before the toilet flushes completely. I've done that one before. I mean, it's not fun. It's not like yippee-ki-yo and we're having a good time, but it's something to do. It helps pass the time. I really couldn't think of anything else, and I wonder if there are any female toilet games. So it's up to you to clue us in, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll go back to the law enforcement topic, because Stephen is on the line in Montana. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Ian and Manwich?
What's happening, hey, Stephen?
Long time not able to talk to you for about a year and a half.
Well, here you are. We're glad you're still out there. What's on your mind?
Well, I have you asked a question about how should we treat law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I think you're right on track here. I was arrested a while back, facing a life sentence. I was carrying a medical card on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's put it this way. I passed anger management, and so did they, I must say.
Okay? I'm a little confused. You were arrested for what?
Manufacturing of a dangerous drug, which was one clone.
You had a clone of a marijuana plant.
Clone of a marijuana plant, a bottle of plant food, and a light. It's a life sentence. Dangerous manufacturer.
Wow,
dangerous
what?
Drug.
A life sentence for a marijuana plant?
That's right. In Montana.
In Montana?
Yep, without...
How did they catch you?
If
you've got one plant, it's not like you've got a track of heat lamps in your house to where a helicopter could have done a flyover. Somebody rat you out?
No. My mistake. I was stopped for a traffic violation, and I had the plant in a cup in back of my seat. I had others, but I had taken them out, and I forgot.
Oh,
and the highway patrolman spotted it, and he didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just asked me to get into his car, and he's checking me out, and he called in his... And the sheriff, the local sheriff.
Right. And you were charged with possession of manufacturing.
Yeah, possession of marijuana at a small amount.
And you were facing a life sentence, but what ended up happening?
They dropped all the charges.
Why?
Because they validated that I was a legal documented patient.
And that's actually legal in Montana? I wasn't aware that was one of the 11 states.
It was the 11th.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
62% of the voters in Montana last November passed it. From
amazing.
And I had talked to you about a year and a half before on this issue. I don't remember what we talked about exactly. Mm-hmm. But didn't think they were going to legalize it, I went over to Washington and got legal over there because of the cops and the other, all the drug dealers out here, all the other stuff we don't want.
Right. So you're growing your own marijuana. You've got the legal medicinal permit. And, I mean, did you get arrested that night? Or how long was it before they dropped the charges? Several weeks?
No, 6 days. They claimed that it was their first time. They never dealt with anything like that before.
Interesting.
And
did they apologize?
No.
Of course.
No, they were... Let me back up and answer your last question. They did arrest me with the idea that I could have counterfeited that document.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
good point, good point. They had to check
it
you
off
out.
The internet. Yeah.
But now they know. Now you're in their database, and then that they can't harass you for it again. I think that's great. Thanks for the call, man. Give us a call some other time and give us up to date on the marijuana situation there in Montana. 800-259-9231 to Andy in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian the Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was talking. You guys talking about toilet games?
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah. It goes back to my childhood when I was like four.
Okay.
4 or 5 years old. My dad goes in to go, and I followed him in, and I decided it'd be fun if I just went.
While he's going?
Yeah, I had to go.
At the same time?
Like, yeah. So
were you both standing around the toilet?
Right.
Okay. Two streams, one bowl?
So he, right.
I've done this before.
He's like 6'3", and I'm like 4 foot, three foot tall.
Right.
So I
you're in a dangerous position, son.
I lose the game.
wait, what was the game? I don't know. Just to go at the same time?
Crisscross.
Oh. Did you get a little splatters?
Right on.
Oh, man. Not fun. Not fun. And the prize, there's no prize for that game either, so it's not worth it.
Right. It's Dad's game, because he's like, all right, hey, let's crisscross. He's like, all right,
Childhood memories. Thanks for the call, Andy. 800-259-9231. Still looking to find out if there is a female toilet game. 1-800-259-9231. Ladies, we will put your call to the front of the pack. Lady calls always come first here on Free Talk Live. So keep that in mind. 800-259-9231. Cops, toilets. Hey, we're pretty much within the same area there. We're Free Talk Live coming.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. If you take control, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of cool stuff on our website, including the listener map. Worldwide map. You go to map.freetalklive.com and you can zoom in on your area of the country or your country. It's, again, a worldwide map. You can find out who else in your area is a Free Talk Live listener. And hundreds of our listeners have gone so far to plot themselves. You can add yourself to the map. You can punch in your name, add a picture of yourself, and even a little phrase to go along with it. It's fun, of course, and it's free at map.freetalklive.com. That's map.freetalklive.com. So this is a topic that has never come up before on Free Talk Live.
And it's rare that a topic hasn't come up on Free Talk Live before.
In the 3 years that we've been doing this show, this one's a new one. And it's toilet games. And Zoe from Australia actually brought it up. She noticed that her boyfriend was playing a game in the toilet where he would flush the toilet and try to finish urination before the toilet would completely flush. And that's one that I played before. You said you played that one before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually thinking during the break, I was thinking of another one. And this typically happens at a public toilet. If you go in, this is again a guy game. If you go in, you're standing up, and you notice there's like a cigarette butt in the toilet or something like that, you can try to aim at it and sink it and keep hitting it over and over again.
I don't know if it's a game, but often if I go to a public toilet, I try to not touch anything.
That's good.
I'll use my shoe to open the, to lift the lid.
Yep.
And so
I do that
stuff. I guess it's a bit of a game. Like the don't touch anything in the public restroom game.
Let's go to Steve in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Good,
doing
sir.
Good.
Good to be back on. What's on your mind?
That was a very serious topic. I'm going to go off topic just a little bit. When it comes to restroom How about toilet tricks? Tricks you can play on women in the restroom.
Wait, tricks you can play on women? Okay, this sounds interesting.
Now, first of all, I take this very seriously. Everyone knows about the saran wrap over the toilet bowl. That's an old one, an old classic.
Does that really work, though? I mean, maybe if it's nighttime and she can't see, that would work.
Exactly, but that's old school. What I like to do is poke a hole in a condiment packet. You can choose your condiment, a prepackaged condiment of your choice, mustard, ketchup, even mayonnaise, and set that underneath the toilet seat. Now, bear in mind, this does not work in the public toilets because you have to take the hover factor into account, and women tend to hover in public toilets. They feel comfortable sitting upon.
Well, plus you'd have to make sure that you aim the hole that's in the condiment packet in the right direction. Otherwise, it'll just kind of spray underneath the seat, and it won't be effective.
The trick is actually to hopefully you spray the back of her away. But anyway,
gentlemen,
I wanted to touch base with you and let you know it's a very serious topic.
Absolutely.
Now, the hover factor, one more thing, if I can make one more comment before I go.
Sure.
Women complain about gentlemen going on the seat. The hover factor, I will state here and now that women go on the seat far more than men when they hover. If you go to a unisex toilet, a portalet, things of that nature, a woman going after a woman, she hovers over that seat, and it is everywhere.
Fascinating. I've never noticed that, but I'll keep my eyes open. Thanks for the call, Steve. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
You know, it seems to me that it's just okay for women to complain to men about this whole toilet seat up-down thing. No, ladies, it's not.
What do you mean?
But if I can put it up, you can put it down.
Oh, but
look, why is it the Y chromosome that's responsible for the direction of the toilet seat? And women are just completely disempowered in this arena. We can fall in. Not if you look before you sit down.
I don't know, ladies, if you have a response to that. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.